producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
We kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, here we go again, debate season big time, and this time it's about the moderators and the reaction to the three moderators and actually more on CNBC. First of all, what did you think, and what do you think about the Talk Radio reaction?
Well, the Talk Radio reaction, what I thought is I happen to agree, maybe I've been doing Talk Radio too long, but I happen to agree with the Talk Radio reaction, which is CNBC did a terrible job.
Yeah.
And they asked ridiculous questions about fantasy football and things like that. They were not fair. They would not have done this to a Democratic debate. And they got, I've not met one talk show host, right, left, or in between, that is not pan CBC's performance. And CNBC's performance. And I think that they're going to have to take a very hard look at how they did, because I don't think the Republicans are ever going to hire them to do a debate again.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was terrible. The questions were awful. You were right, that fantasy question and what are your favorite apps? Are you kidding me? It's supposed to be about the economy. It was brutal.
And I think what's going to happen is that this is going to double down on them. People really thought they were going to get much more of an economic debate, and instead they got questions about, you know, did Carly Fiorina get fired? I just questioned Donald Trump's bankruptcy that they knew that they were going to have fast answers for.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me. I agree 100%. I think that's going to carry on. It'll be interesting to see. I call it the Sunday swirl, what happens on the Sunday swirl, but I guarantee there's going to be conversation about it for sure.
Oh, for sure. Sunday swirl. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Vienna, big news here. Could be big news talking about Syria. What do you think goes down?
I don't know what's going to go down. Of course, Iran is now participating as a full participant in the Syria issue. So this is going to be very interesting because, of course, you know, we have our own problems with Iran. But they're now going for a political solution. So we'll see what happens. And I don't see how Syria, when you have the United States there and Iran, gets away with anything but a political solution. The question is whether anybody's going to abide by it and who is going to enforce it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thing left, right, somewhere in between. The debate, just more of the same exercise. And there's so many more debates to come. You think of the Republicans, and good for Trump for saying, we're not doing 3 hours. Because CNBC, and listen, if I was an executive for CNBC, hey, I would milk it, because they know they're going to get the best ratings that they've ever had, and it is the best ratings they've ever had, with 14 million, are you kidding me? So they get 14 million people watching, that's blockbuster for CNBC. I mean, blockbuster. Now, if you look at what's coming up next, you've got Fox Business will do one, that means Maria Bartiromo is part of that, so you would think they'll take a cue for sure over what they saw on CNBC, and I can't imagine you'd be going down the same course. I mean, how many times do we have to hear about Carly Fiorina and did she get fired? Did she screw up HP? And it's the same questions that we hear over and over again. And I've already said this. I said this in the last hour. Here's what you got to think of. You have the chance. You're moderating this debate. You could be tough. You can ask tough questions. But certainly if you're an economic expert, you would think they would be armed with better stuff maybe than the rest of us. Seriously, because they're steeped in it. So what kind of specific questions could they ask that would be relatable to the everyday Joe that the candidates would have to answer that would give us something? And okay, if you took a jab here and there, and financially there was something that kind of made sense, but it wasn't that. It was just very off kilter. It felt ill-prepared, and that was what was so strange. Anyway, if you have an opinion on that, you can certainly weigh in. 855-266-5283. Or how about this? How many debates do you want to see? Is there a point for you where it's just, you know what, this is too many? I'm already tired of this. So I think it's good at first, and I think debates are good because there's certain things you'll see in the debate that you might not recognize in little sound bites or appearances. Absolutely, and let everybody kind of square off. But how many times do we want to see that? You know, that's the thing. How many times do we want to see the same thing over and over and over and over again? And you know, again, the answer is, now someone like me, sure, I want to see it, but I don't want to see sloppy moderating, because to me, that I'm not getting anything extra. There's not something that's being pulled out or said that makes me think, oh, I never thought of that angle, or I never thought of that. That's a brilliant question, or what a brutal answer, you know, or whatever. So the world keeps spinning round and round. Next one, Fox Business. I already said that. Neil Cavuto, a lot of the Republicans like Neil. He's steeped in economic lingo, and I would be disappointed if he didn't do what he's supposed to do. I can't imagine that there'd be any problem with him moderating. Same with Bartiromo, same with Gerard Baker. I can't see problems with that. You know, and you got the main segment, and then you got the secondary segment. So the same thing. Fox and the Wall Street Journal are putting that one on. And I can't imagine that it's going to be anything like the CNBC thing is. And then the Democrats have a debate at Drake University. And see, it just shows you, oh, it's 9 o'clock Eastern, and it's on CBS. But it's you're talking about Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. That's it. I mean, that's all you get. Then the Republicans have one in Nevada, and there's a lot of details that still have to be filled in. I mean, for goodness sake, the I'm thinking as we get into December, the Democrats have a debate in Manchester, and there's a little bit of a break for the Republicans, and then they've got whammo. February, January, and that's where it also gets more interesting, because now we're closer to the, you know, we're closer to the election itself, and some things could change. You have Paul Ryan, who officially, we knew this was happening, but officially he's the Speaker of the House. So we had the dirty deal budget, but he inherits that. There's not going to be anything that, there's not going to be a blowback there, because he wasn't part of that. He already sounded off on it. But there are a few things that could happen as we swing into the new year. So those debates become more interesting to me, because they're also closer to when we have the primaries and the caucuses. You know, the stuff that is going to weed more people out. It's going to thin it out. Because before you know it, we'll be down to the convention, and boom, that's it. You know, that's it. That's all they wrote. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about horror films next. In fact, if you are a fan of the horror genre or scary movies, why don't you weigh in with what your favorite one is? 855-266-5283. Have to have some fun. Hey, it's Halloween. Plus, coming up, we'll check the mailbag, and we can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. Stay with us.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, believe it or not, the day has come or is coming up, and we're going to get to this in a second, when you hand out candy and perhaps you watch scary movies, or maybe you don't even partake anymore. You say, I'll do this prematurely, bah humbug, in a pumpkin-y kind of way. But I think less kids are trick-or-treating. They have more of controlled environments now, but boy, there's candy everywhere. Everywhere I turn, people are pushing candy down my throat, and I'm staying away. Just one little Smartie. You know those little Smarties? I had one of those. Pete in Texas. There's a Smartie for you. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Oh, what's going on? Dusk Till Dawn. There's a show.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? The debate. Did you invest a few moments in that debate the other night?
Oh, that was ridiculous. You know,
it was.
If I was any of those candidates, I'd ask where in the hell I could get my money back. I mean, it's a wonder the whistle bitches didn't sue everybody Trump. It's a wonder he hadn't sued them. You know, he's probably looking into it. I would, you know, at least give him a mulligan, get a do-over.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because, again, they're financial people. You would think they could have dug up some good info and done a better job of that. That should have been a layup in a different direction for them.
Yeah, they softball stuff. And they're, like you say, they're all about the Democrats, and they're just wasting a bunch of Republicans' time.
Yes.
On this so-called debate. And that's what they're doing. They're just softballing everybody.
Yes.
And you know, you've got, what, 7, 8, 10 people as candidates, and then you've got three for the Democratic Party, and they're really giving them hell, you know, giving them the wherewithal and asking hard questions of the Democrats, and they're just slow playing the Republicans.
Absolutely.
It's a scam.
You're right. It is a game. It's not for the Republicans. It's not really worth it. I would really, if I'm the head of the Republican Party, I would dig a little deeper at these networks and say, listen, we're going to cut some of this off. We'll have you down to an hour, my friends, if this continues.
Yeah. It's they need a mulligan on that MSNBC.
They do.
I'll let you go.
You're right, Pete. I agree with you. Happy Halloween. I bet Pete back in his day was a trick-or-treater. All of us at some point, right? So, Daniel, my brother, is the technical director of this particular show as we swing into the weekend. Each week he's here. And, Daniel, I have to ask you, are you a big fan of, like, horror or suspense? Because they're kind of two different but kind of the same. Do you like scary movies?
I do. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, too. What do you think is this? Well, this is a hard question, actually, because you're a fan. But what is the scariest movie do you think you've ever seen?
Oh, the scariest movie I've ever seen. That is tough. I might go with a movie called Silent House that was very scary, but the twist ruined the movie for me.
What was the twist? I didn't see that movie.
Oh, the twist was that the entire first half of the movie didn't happen or something, and it was all a hallucination of the main character. And the first half of the movie was the scary part of the movie, so are you telling me all the scary parts I just watched didn't happen?
You're kidding.
But the entire movie was shot in one shot, so the entire movie is one shot. The camera never cuts.
Wow.
They filmed it all in one take. It's really amazing to watch.
Oh, I have to watch it. I have to watch that. I haven't seen that one. Did you see Alien?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Alien is scary when you're young.
Yeah.
If you're young and you see it as a kid, you know, because it's been replayed forever and a day because of the people that were in it. And, you know, if you look at it as an adult, it probably is a little bit different, but because it mixes horror and action and science fiction, and when you talk about the eggs attacking inside of somebody,
that is
freaky. I was a little kid. I mean, that freaked me out I saw that.
Yeah, I've never been very scared of the main alien monster in that movie, but the little things that lay eggs inside of you, those no way. Please.
Yeah,
no.
Me too. Somebody's stomach, and they're like, oh boy, that was freaky to me. Because I forget the circumstance of me seeing it, but I didn't know anything about it. And not having the playbook is also makes it scarier. That's like The Shining, you know, that book by King,
mm-hmm.
By Stephen King. And you got Jack Nicholson, who's in that movie, and he's pretty freaky as the main dude.
Right.
And, you know, this remote hotel, and his wife and son are there in the winter time. And it mixes up that isolation psychological deal that is freaky to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I thought that was good. And then recently, M. Night Shyamalan did one. I think it was called The Visit.
Yeah, I really want to see that one.
Oh, I won't spoil it for you, but it is awesome.
Really? Good.
I'm glad
to hear that.
It's awesome, because I like M. Night Shyamalan, but he's had some real misses lately.
Right.
He did The Sixth Sense, for people listening, and The Sixth Sense is a good movie, but he had a lot of bombs after that, but this one is really good. It mixes up all kinds of things. The story itself is good, and it's good.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. So when you were a kid, would you, like, challenge yourself, like, turn the lights low and be a little bit freaked out and watch whatever was scary that was on TV?
No, I actually didn't become a fan of the horror genre until maybe, 17 or 18 years old.
And then you went to go see the movies that were the horror movies and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had seen a lot of bad horror movies, and then I saw a couple ones that were really good, and that kind of got me onto it.
Well, see, I think what the deal is if you combine suspense, then that working the suspense element in is big. And okay. I think the people that can work in the suspense element, then rather than the pure horror, like some people would say The Thing, John Carpenter, the original Halloween, if you saw the original Halloween and you were younger, that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Not the subsequent ridiculous ones, you know, Halloween
right.
15 or whatever. But the first one has that suspense, the crazy music, the brother, the whole thing that happens trying to figure out what's going on, a lot of the popping out in your face kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's scary. And there's some scary movies that are out now. I think horror is kind of having a resurgence.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. I think there were a lot of indie horror films that kind of breathed the life back into the genre.
Yeah, I think so too. And every time, you know, Halloween just makes you kind of think of it. And I saw a list of the 120 scary movies to watch.
Okay.
And some of the movies, you know, because that's a lot of movies. I agree with some of them, and some of them are those, you know, you can go all the way back to movies that were done way before you or I were ever born, you know, like Dracula 1931.
Right.
To more modern day movies. And when you look at, even if you look at, there was a movie called The Flatliners. There's some scary parts about that. I saw that one. There's a movie I like, and I don't know, some people would find this to be scary, but it wasn't scary to me. It's called The Lost Boys, and it's from 1990, 1989, and they're vampires, but it's okay. Really well done. It's not like cheeseball-y vampire stuff. It's much, much better than that. Or there's okay. Misery. Misery is good. It's a crazy, kooky woman that basically has fate drops into her lap where her favorite writer has a car accident.
I've seen that one.
And that's freaky. If you're a guy
yep.
and she's
yep.
nutty, it's the nutty woman who has you in the house. And she, Kathy Bates was good in that. So that had a different element. So I think the thing is, it's what kind of scary is scary to you.
Right.
And I think part of it is the twist in the movie that you're probably not expecting.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, if it's like The Lost Boys and there's something you're not expecting in that, or it's something else that has to do with supernatural, maybe that can be pretty scary stuff. You know, you can go back to the 50s. They had The Creature from the Black Lagoon and The Mummy, the original Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty scary for some people back in the day. Absolutely. How fun. Maybe that's what you do. That's how you celebrate. Sugar-free. Just watch a great, scary film. American Werewolf in London. That's pretty cleverly done. Stay with us. More coming your way next. Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, no problem.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frankie Deirdre. 20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid. And he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5.
Once again, I say this all the time, I'm going to say it again. The deal is that so many of you email this show, and I love it because it gives you a chance to sort of think about what's happening, and you send such thoughtful emails about all kinds of things that you hear on the show or things that you would like to hear me talk about, and that's terrific. Whatever it is, just send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact for you that are some of you that are just hearing this, and just like that, you connect with us 24/7. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bo. Kate, those moderators on CNBC were the worst. I heard you skewing them, and I couldn't agree more. And I love what you said, that it's not a personal deal, and it's rare that you attack media people. But how could you not? It was so poor. Poor, 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 poor. I doubt they'll ever get any debate in the future. Well, they were so out of their element. I think that's what it is. The more I reflect on it, they're financial people, and it just goes to show you a lot of times what happens is people will watch something and think, oh, that's so easy, I could do that. Oh, that's easy. I mean, look, I'm already in the information business. And they weren't good at it. It was like they had a mission of personal attacks that were ridiculous. I mean, you know, hammering them over and over again. I mean, it was like Mike Wallace reincarnated at one point where it just didn't make any sense. It was awful. I mean, that's the thing you really walked away from. And I think everybody on the stage would, of course, agree with that. We got a few people talking about the moderators. Here's one from Kevin who says, Delaney, the worst. Why didn't they have you up there? Are you kidding me? There's so many other people that they could have chosen to do it. And I heard you say that it used to be, it was an honor to be able to moderate a presidential debate. The exposure, the time that goes into preparing for that, it seems as though they didn't prepare at all, that somebody just handed them cards and they had no clue what they were even really talking about. Did you notice that? Yeah, there was, Kramer was like referring to the cards, and I thought that was odd. And then there was the challenge of the one, I never said that, where Becky Quick had asked a question to Donald Trump. He's like, I didn't say that. And he's like, you know, I don't know where you're getting your information. And then he made the joke, of course, where are you getting your information from? The same brutal sources, I suppose. And it was just, it was just bad. I mean, that's the deal. I'll take one more on that. This one is from Buddy, and Buddy says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I felt compelled to. I heard you talking about CNBC. I listened to what you were saying and also what they were saying, and I couldn't agree with you more. I am a flaming liberal Democrat, and I was embarrassed. If it had to do about personal politics, it shouldn't have really been in there. And it wasn't fun watching it anyway. So it wasn't like, hey, we're really getting one up on these Republicans. It was a sham. It was awful. And I can't imagine that any of the people involved in that would ever be asked to do anything surrounding a presidential election in the future. Well, you bingo, bingo. I don't think so. Until, of course, the moderators are the targets, and that's the deal. The debate was supposed to be initially, of course, because they wanted their 3 hours, 3.5 hours, but the Donald Trump and Carson and the others said, no, they didn't want to do 3 hours, that they wanted to do two. So that happened, and it, I don't know, it was almost like they were playing gotcha. It was just crazy. I mean, the questions were bad. Asking a question about would you declare a holiday after the Super Bowl was weird and inane and didn't make any sense. And they were gotcha questions that weren't, but they weren't, they just didn't make sense of why would you ask that question in a debate. They were just ridiculous. That's the deal. Okay, we move on from the debate to something else. This one from Max. You are a sports person, Kate Delaney. I know that you like sports politics and all that kind of stuff. So the politics of how the Royals are dismantling the New York Mets is tremendous hitting. And what a big splash for the Royals. What do you think? Oh, what do I think? I mean, are you kidding me? It was, they spanked them 7-1. But if you just looked at the score and didn't know anything about what happened, this Royals team is on a mission. You want to talk about being on a mission. Johnny Cueto, unbelievable the way he pitched. Complete game. It was impressive. He mixed his stuff up. He was great. The Mets hitters couldn't get anything on him. Jacob DeGrom, on the other side of it, was befuddled. His command was off. They were hitting pitches 0-2 in the count, right? He just had need to throw one more pitch. He had no out pitch. And the balls were being sprayed all over the place. They were getting extra base hits. They were scoring where it was, again, it was the show. It was a Royal show. Now what happens when it moves back to New York? There's three games in New York, and I'll tell you what, if the Mets have any prayer, and I don't know about that, if they have any prayer, they're going to try to take every, of course, they're going to try to take every single game, but they better win at least two games. And then I think when you go back to Kansas City, boy, it's going to be tough. And that ballpark is so vast, and you realize it when you see the camera angles. So I didn't even think about this, but home run hitters like Daniel Murphy, who was on fire, well, your long ball isn't so much your long ball anymore. It's fading out, and then it's an easy out in the outfield, even if you smash it hard. So hats off to the Royals because they were upset that they lost last year, and they definitely were thinking about it this year. It's a long season. You know, you pitchers and catchers, for people who don't know anything about baseball, think about this. They report in February. And then when you're in the playoffs, this is going all the way through to November. So you're going through all those series and, you know, three-game series and incredible road trips and the four-gamer here and there and interleague play. And, yeah, it's a long season. Okay, we move on to this one. This one is from Chaz. Chaz. I won't even tell you what I'm thinking of. Chaz says, hey, Delaney. That's the second one. Hey, Delaney. I was wondering what your favorite sport is, because I hear you occasionally mix in sports conversation, and I was wondering about your sports background. Favorite sport, NFL, absolutely pro football, and I would say, well, as far as starting sports, I guess I always liked sports. I was not a tomboy. I wasn't like that. My grandfather watched football, and I loved my grandfather, and I would watch football with him, and I think it was always the hum in the back. In the background. And I liked tennis, and I would watch tennis and other things. Golf, he played golf, so I watched that. And I loved baseball because we'd go to baseball games, and that's it. I mean, I'm an information junkie, and I think sports teaches us something, too. I know people, it seems like there's people that just absolutely, I hate sports, what a waste of time. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? You go with your son, you go with your daughter, you go with your friends, you're out of the house, you're not gaming all night long. So, to me, it's relaxing, and it's competitive. That's what it is. Somebody said, is it the competition that makes you, draws you in? And I don't know, maybe it is partially the competition thing. But absolutely, I like it. So Brian says, I'm wondering out loud if the Republicans should just cancel the rest of their debates. Kate, it was so awful and painful to watch what happened the last time around. So now we have three. How many debates, for goodness sake, do we need for the season? Well, if you're the networks, you can't get enough because, look, networks are tanking. And if I'm running a network, oh, I wish I had the first one. I don't want to have the last one. I would have rather had the first one because it's going to get worse and worse. You know, it goes from 3 hours, which was crazy insane, to 2 hours. And I probably wish I was the person who had the first one. But you know, this is what happens. It's theater. It's drawing people into networks where they're not being drawn into it. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, people aren't watching, and people aren't watching some of those networks. Their ratings have tanked because there's so many cable outlets and other things to pull away their attention. Well, you think of the next Republican debate, and I'll tell you what, I was looking at the schedule today, and it's interesting. We've got another debate on November 10th, and this is Fox Business Wall Street Journal. It's in Milwaukee, and you have Neil Cavuto, you have Maria Bartiromo as a moderator, Gerard Baker. I think that one should be fine. And then you've got a Democratic debate on November 14th, and that's on CBS. Then you have, I don't even know who the moderators are for that. They haven't even named the moderators. You've got a bunch of Democratic ones that'll come up in the beginning of January. And, of course, same with the Republicans. They've got another Fox debate in January and in February an ABC debate, and in February a CNN Salem debate. There's a lot of Republican debates and a lot of winding up with debates that I don't know, that I think are going to be pretty interesting to see as it unfolds. It'll wrap up really the debates. The last debate that I have on my schedule, because this is intriguing, I'm sure this is fascinating to everybody. The last debate is the Democratic one. It's a PBS one in Wisconsin, and that's either February or March. But for the Democrats, theirs is in March. They've got one in Miami that's on Fox. And they have an NBC Telemundo one, which will be interesting in tail end of February. So there's a lot of debates. You can tell that Donald Trump, especially, he's done with the debates. He doesn't really like them. He's not enjoying the debates, let's put it that way. All right, so you know what to do. Any questions, anything you want to talk about, throw them at me day or night, 24/7, americatonight.net.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Favorite things to look at is, I have like four or five favorite segments, and one of my favorite things to look at is the numbers day, because it's all about the numbers. Look around you and it comes down to that. I always say, what's your wow? How do you clearly, concisely, confidently define who you are? And usually it's a number. Like, you've ridden your bike 2 million times, which would be crazy, and you'd be in crazy good shape. Or you've traveled around the world, and that was 50,000 miles, whatever it might be. For me, it's, I've interviewed 12,000 people and counting. It's well over 12,000 now. So let's head to another version of We Can Count. Deutsche Bank is shedding 35,000 jobs. Boy, 35,000 is a lot. Obviously, Deutsche Bank is not doing well. You figure how vast they are, but that's Germany's biggest bank, and they're taking a big fat knife to cut costs. They had a massive loss in the third quarter. Well, when you have a $6.6 billion loss, guess what? You're going to have to reduce gigs, jobs, 9,000 full-time jobs. And then they say the number of technology contractors they use, they're going to have to cut that by 6,000, another 20,000 jobs over the next 2 years, as it sells businesses and withdraws from a couple of markets. Wow, that's rough. Oh, I wonder if any people saw the signs on the wall with that. The bank's going to close 200 branches in Germany. They're going to pull out of other countries altogether. Check this out. I can remember being places and seeing Deutsche Bank. They're going to pull out of Argentina, Chile, Mexico, Peru, Denmark, Finland, and Norway. So they're paying the price for poor mismanagement, business, all that kind of stuff, all the failings that they've had. It's come back to haunt them. That's pretty big numbers, pretty big news, I would say. Because they were always the steady Eddie, reliable one. Absolutely. A robbed man thinking that, okay, listen, what's going to happen? I'm going to just scurry and try to get away as fast as I can. But sadly, a Pennsylvania robbery victim, someone just sent me a text on this and as I'm going along here, but this person that was robbed in Pennsylvania survived a fall onto an electrified train track during an assault and robbery just a few days ago, and I guess over last weekend. The victim fell asleep on the train. Check this out. This is so frightening to me. The victim fell asleep on the train, woke up as a man and a woman snatched a bag from him and ran out when the train came to a stop. So the man runs after the couple, then gets into a fight with the person who took the bag. There's a struggle. The female pulls a taser, tases him in the back. He falls onto the track, and sadly, the couple runs away. He regains, eventually, this is on the track. After he lands on the train tracks, this is freaky, and he regains consciousness, which is a miracle, and then he walks off the tracks, gets out could get outside of the station to get help. But how crazy is that? 700 and 800 volts of electricity run through the third rail. It's amazing he survived, that he wasn't harmed. And police are looking for those two suspects. They think they're some kids in their early 20s. Man, that is just a brutal, brutal, brutal story. And I saw the video. You can see the video. The video's, and I used to take these trains. You can see the video if you go anywhere. Just Google Pennsylvania man survives fall, and you won't believe what you see. It's a crazy video. And the reason they have the video is because they have video on the tracks. And that's a, boy, that's a miracle. That guy has to feel like somebody was looking out for him, seriously, because I can't even believe that, I can't even believe he survived that in the first place. And he did, thank goodness. But can you imagine how many times, I can't tell you how many times I've nodded off in an airport, or I've been on a train. I've been on trains where that's happened, where I've been in the Northeast mostly. And yeah, sure, I'm taking a little, my eyes shut. Oh, I don't want to be one of those people, oh, it's a terrible world and you have to watch out. But there are some crazy things that happen. China, this is a big one, is going to allow two children for every couple. This is a big deal because this dismantles the one-child policy that has been in effect. They say this will promote growth of the population, a balanced growth of the population, because they're seeing that did not work. China is a nation of 1.3 billion people, and they instituted that policy of one child per couple to control population growth in the 70s, but it didn't work, at least not in recent times for sure. So the decision to end the restriction followed a four-day strategy consultation meeting, if you want to call that, of the Communist Party types at a Beijing hotel. And I think people knew that there was a good chance that this was going to happen, and they're celebrating that idea because, nearly 1 million couples eligible under the new rules had applied to have a second child. So now they say this is going to lead to as many as 2 million new births when the policy change has been now announced. And they say about 11 million couples were eligible, two kids. So, and now this is a culture shift because in their minds it was one. So now you're talking about a shift of, okay, we could only have two. That was the law. Now we're shifting to one. Now we're shifting to two. Yeah. That's big, big news. There had been conversation about it, but now it's official. Okay, you're going to love this number. Google has 3.8 million gigabytes of our photos. Yes, it's true. And it makes sense if you think about it. We are a photo-crazed world now, aren't we? But they've gobbled up those terabytes of pictures and videos that live in the cloud, because we're all about the cloud now. You would need a crazy amount of a gigabyte flash drive to store all the photos. You couldn't possibly do it. I read a funny analogy. If Santa, I read this today, if Santa were to pile them on a sled, Rudolph and the crew would be dragging 119 million pounds of thumb drives around the world. The bill would be astronomical for the stocking stuffer, 7.6 million. But that gives you a sense of how many. So the cloud is very real and very helpful. I'll tell you where the cloud is helpful is you have no idea. What does that mean, the cloud? Well, they're storing the information in the cloud. Means when something happens with your phone, you can get all the information back. That, to me, is enormous because of the videos and the pictures and the things that you can't replace in your life. It's a storage problem. And this way, you something happens and you panic because that's what you're thinking about. My pictures, usually that's what it is. My pictures, you can always get apps back or whatever. And now, how about that? The cloud has really, really changed our lives, and people are trying to figure it out. Basically, what I just said is what you need to know is that it stores the information, so you have the information. You don't lose the info, and you can get it wherever you go. If you want information from the cloud, you can get that information back, so how about that? And I read something else. Here's a big, juicy number for you. A hoverboard. You know the hoverboards that's sort of Back to the Future-ish? They're saying now they've got a $10,000 hoverboard that absolutely works, that it's incredible when you step on it. I was looking at it, and the versions, I was looking at past versions of a hoverboard. You know, I think of how incredible that would be. You get on it, and you're hovering above. And now that technology is there, and they're working on this hoverboard. It's a kind of a mix of a collaboration with Tony Hawk, who is the big skateboard maestro, and using magnetic field architecture hover engine technology. That's a mouthful. The hover engine creates a magnetic field. It puts the person, the surface, a candidate surface, like aluminum or copper or whatever, that's what it does. It creates swirls of electricity and creates that secondary magnetic field which propels the first one. Doesn't that sound science fiction-y? Here's the bottom line. That's pretty darn incredible, isn't it? To think that you could hover on a hovercraft. The possibilities to transport things and people. And of course they're still using it and they're thinking about how can you move things around and whatnot. You think of the original hoverboard concept, and it was such a huge deal. And now I think they're really going to refine this, and this is going to be pretty darn cool. But would you be afraid to get on a hovercraft? I don't want to fall. Don't let me fall. All right, it's a wrap for We Can Count.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com.